Orpheus turns. While I sit writing, just a fragrant trace confirms your presence. Easy to distract, I want to look, intent to hold intact this eon that the seconds will displace. But no one lingers in a perfect place, and Eden's gates invariably reject all but the simple, mindlessly elect who live unknowing in a state of grace. I know the story of that bard from Thrace who went to hell, compelled to resurrect Eurydice, but driven to reject the king's injunction, failed. The sage advice, keep walking forward at a steady pace. I know perfection is a chance effect of uninflected being, that to reflect will break the mirror that preserves your face. And yet I turn, and in that turn commence the path of loss that leads towards the sun, and all time's maenads there will tear apart. Your face recedes into that blank, immense future where all the futures are undone. Though song may briefly soften Hades' heart, and words distract him from indifference, death has, all said, a short attention span. Still, some brief comfort lies in lying art. Perhaps that other Greek was speaking sense, the upward and the downward path are one. I turn again, and turning make my start.